What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Modern Business. I'm actually in the car and just wanted to run through some thoughts, and I wanted to give you some live thoughts in reflection about my recent 90-day mentorship ending, the Personal Trainer Business Accelerator, and my most recent client, Carmen, who made $4,800 in 6 days. And I want to talk to you about what you don't understand about this number. $4,800 in 6 days. So what you don't understand about what Carmen did is that she went 4 for 7 on sales calls. That's right, 4 for 7 on sales calls. Now, of course, I'm in the car driving. I think off the top of my head, that's like 56% close rate. That's an incredible close rate. So what that means is that Carmen did this in 6 days, 4 for 7 on sales calls. Now, you look at $4,800 and you go, well, that's good, but it's not great. People make 10K months. People have million-dollar years, whatever the number that is in your head that you're thinking about. But what you're not understanding, again, is that she went 4 for 7 on sales calls in 6 days. So if Carmen wanted to have a 10K month, then knowing her close rate is 56%, what you do is understand that, let's say for argument's sake, I'll round this up as I'm driving with no calculator in my hand. Let's say her offer is $1,000, which means to have a 10K month, she needs 10 sales. So you divide 10 divided by 0.56. That's her close rate. For number's sake, I'm going to use 0.5 because, again, I don't have a calculator in my hand. So let's say your close rate is 50%. 10 divided by 0.5 is 20. So if she wanted to have a 10K month with a $1,000 offer, then all that means that she has to do is to close 10 sales. 10 sales, right? We went over that. 10 sales. 10 divided by 0.5 is 20. So she needs to get on 20 calls to close 10 clients because we know her close rate is 50%. And of course, this is a small pool that we're pulling from. 5 for 7 is not a big pool, or 4 for 7, sorry, or whatever it was. That's not a big pool that we're pulling from. So obviously, the more sales calls you have, that number could go up and could go down. And if you have 100 sales calls, you have a more accurate number of what your close rate actually is. And of course, understanding that the more sales calls you do, the better you get at sales. So hopefully, that number only goes up. And the more you do content and the more you understand your ideal client, you're only getting on calls with clients who are an ideal fit. It's people who are reaching out to you, who are already interested, right? This is different than getting on a cold call. You get on a cold call, your numbers are probably more like, I don't know, 5%. I don't know what that world looks like. But when you start talking to cold leads, your numbers are only going to go up. And the better you get at sales, your numbers are only going to go up. The more testimonials you get, the longer you're in business, the numbers should only go up. And then, of course, you can even that out by increasing your price. Okay, so if Carmen wanted to have a 10K month, all she would do is to get on more sales calls. And here's the big thing that a lot of you miss in your business. You think it's a guessing game. You think, I'm worried about the consistent paycheck. And the thing that you forget is that this is not a guessing game. Maybe to start, we're not sure what our close rate is. We're not sure how to get clients. Of course, that's an important part, and that's something that I love to dive deep down into my program, and I love to teach you, how do we find these clients? How do we get them on sales calls? But when you understand that game on how do we get people on sales calls, then it's just a matter of knowing your sales close rate, and then we can have the predictable income. If you suck at sales, some people aren't as good at sales, and your close rate is 20%, then again, the same number, you take Carmen's number, and you want to have a $1,000 offer, and you want to make 10K, that's 10 sales, you take 10 divided by 0.2, and now you need to get on 50 sales calls, because your close rate is 20%, which means 20% of 50 is 10, and you make your 10K. But you've got to understand that this is not a guessing game. That's the whole point of business. We don't guess. When people run Facebook ads and you get good at Facebook ads, you understand your conversion rate. If I spend X amount of dollars, then that means X amount of people are going to click the ad, and X amount of people are going to opt into that offer, and X amount of people are going to click the purchase button. There's a flow. Each one of those has a percentage to it. How many people click? There's a percentage. How many people actually click on the landing page? That's another percentage. And how many people actually convert and pay for your product? That's another percentage. Right? These are the numbers that we talk about. It's so important to know your numbers. So this is not a guessing game. And I hope this is kind of mind-shattering for some people. How am I going to make X amount of money per month? How am I going to replace my income as an entrepreneur? Well, it's not a guessing game. And so if you want to use this, this is a larger conversation. How do we get clients? How do we get them on the call? But if you start to make sales, you should be tracking this stuff. If you've been on 2 sales calls and you've closed 1, that is awesome. Congratulations on your first sale. You are 1 for 2. That's 50%. Again, that's a very tiny number. It's very likely 50% is not an accurate portrayal of your sales close rate. However, it's a start. And you get on another call, and now you're 1 for 3, and now your close rate is 33%. Now you're starting to understand, and hopefully you're reflecting, what did I do right on that one sales call that got that person to close? Who was that person? Why did they say yes? What did I say that convinced them to buy from me? And you start to reflect and understand these things. And you start to go, cool, let me find more of those people. Let me make sure whatever I did in that sales call, I replicate in this next one. And don't just look at your successes, of course. Look at your failures. Why did these people say no? What did I say? What could I have done better? Did I not say my price with confidence? What does that look like? And you get better. Like I said before, you get better at conducting sales calls. And you start to understand this number. And if you're not tracking your sales close rate, you're making a giant mistake because now you are guessing. And people in business, people who run multi-million dollar businesses, do not guess. They know, they understand. And yeah, nothing's 100% accurate, but they have a really good understanding of what they can expect. And then they evaluate. They evaluate what went wrong, what went right, what can we change? And then they don't change everything. They pick one thing to change. Because if you change everything, then how do you know what of what you changed was the result of the next, right? If you do another launch and you change 5 things, well, what are those 5 things actually had an effect on making your next launch or your next activity better or worse? Change one thing and see if that helps. And do it a few times. See if that makes a difference. And if it doesn't, change something else. So the big thing I want you to take away is that this is not a guessing game. And Carmen knows that now, right? She made $4,800, and I asked her, do you want to make more? She's like, no, I'm good with these 4 clients. 4 clients for $1,200, $4,800. She is fucking pumped because she was making $550 monthly before as a personal trainer. And now she made $4,800 in six, seven days of sales calls. And now going forward, next time she wants to launch her product and launch her offer, she knows her sales close rate. And if her next goal is now $10,000, we all understand now, she's going to raise her price. So she's going to understand how many clients she needs to hit $10,000. $1,500 if she raises her price, that's whatever it is, 6.7 clients. We'll round up to 7. So 7 clients divided by her sales close rate of 0.56. I have no idea what that number is. But if it's 15, probably less than that, if it's 13, 14, then that's how many sales calls she needs. And I would book more just in case because, again, that's a small number. That's a small pool to pull from. 7 sales calls is probably not indicative of her actual close rate. So let's aim high. Let's get 20 sales calls. Let's book that. Then we'll guarantee we make 10K next round. And maybe we overshoot our target and make more. And how awesome would that be? Okay, so this is not a guessing game. It shouldn't be a guessing game. And if you're starting out, 25% is your close rate. And let's work from there. Know your numbers, people. Know your numbers. Business is not a guessing game. I hope that shed some light on maybe what's been missing for you. Maybe some fears around. My trade is engineering. I've always been a math person. Math was my best subject in school. So I've always been a math person, and math helps me break things down. It makes it tangible. It makes it understandable. How the hell am I going to make $100,000 this year? Well, let's see. If my offer is $2,500, how many offers do I need to sell to make $100,000 this year. And let's leave some room. Let's leave some room for magic. A mentor of mine said, let's leave, always leave room for magic. So maybe I get, you know, I was a photographer. Maybe I get a photo shoot. Maybe I get to speak at a conference and they're going to give me $5,000. Maybe I get an upsell of a client to work one-on-one with me, which costs more money. Maybe in the middle of the year, I'm like, hey, I could actually have a secondary offer where, you know, we just do monthly calls and that's $99 a month, right? That's actually something I've done. So that's an extra $99 a month and I get five clients. That's $5,000 a month, right? That's an extra five. I'm losing math here on the drive. 5 times 10 is 5,000 plus 9, $6,000. It's an extra $6,000 a year just from one simple offer. Right, so understanding your numbers and understanding how you can reach your goals, super, super important. I hope that shed some light on your business and how your business could look and how you can reach your goals, that this isn't a guessing game. All right, I'll stop saying that. I know I said it 100 times. It's almost like I'm in the car driving alone and I don't want to hang up because I'm all alone. And I got like 45 more minutes on this drive. But I will stop talking. I hope that was helpful. And I will see you guys next week.